good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Dwayne Adams.
Good morning.
Dwayne, I know lots of people in the area will remember your name and go, oh, yes, he was the art teacher in Griswold, plus a great community member. And I want to come back and talk about that a little bit. But, you know, life moves on, and you're moving on to be a part of this art exhibit. And so give us the date and place and, you know, how we can find that.
Okay. My exhibit is with two other people, and it is at the Artist Cooperative Gallery in the Old Market in Omaha. It's 405 South 11th Street in the historic Old Market area.
Yeah. And I think that helps to know it's in the Old Market. I mean, I think a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I can find the Old Market, and so then they just have to. You know, I was there once. It was a white building. Is it still white?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's in the middle of a parking lot.
All right. That helps, too, to know that.
Yeah.
And so usually you can park pretty closely if that's something that you like to do.
Right.
When does it open?
Okay, well, it's actually the exhibit is on display right now, but we're having our big opening reception this Friday, May 2nd, from 6 to 9 p.m., and the exhibit itself will be on display throughout the month of May.
Okay, so I'm guessing one of the reasons why it would be really nice to come for your opening is that all three of the artists will be there to visit with you.
Yes, that's right. And plus, we reserve some refreshments for people and a lot of the other artists. There's 35 members of the co-op, and a lot of them will be there, and they love to visit with people. So.
Great. Well, talk just a little bit about the Artist Co-op. I'm sure many of us don't know about the Artist Co-op because that's not our area of interest, but it's been there quite a long time.
Yes, we've been in the Old Market for, I haven't been a member of the entire time, but they've been in the Old Market area for 39 years, and it's operated very successfully, and as far as, you know, galleries go in Omaha, Nebraska, they come and go, but the Artist Cooperative is still viable and is out-survived any other gallery in Omaha.
Great. Now, as I understand, the three of you that are being featured are all doing some kind of mostly painting, but the gallery, when you say artist, it covers a great wide variety of kinds of media.
Yes, anything in the fine arts you'll find at our gallery, paintings, drawings, prints, ceramics, glass work, stained glass work, just anything that you could possibly want as far as fine arts, mm-hmm. It is there.
Okay. Now, Dwayne, didn't you do some pottery at one time?
Oh, yes. I do a lot of pottery.
Okay. So have you had any there?
I've had them there, but for this show, I wanted to concentrate just on painting.
Sure. Sure.
So I have 12 new paintings for this exhibit.
And you have the title, Time Capsules. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, my paintings for this particular series, I tried to capture just people in a brief moment of time, whether they're playing a harp or playing a piano. I don't want to make them all musical, but sitting out in the backyard, just a frozen moment in time, but yet not strictly realistic. I mean, I paint very realistic. I mean, their images are very natural and so forth.
When I look at it, if there's a person in it, I'll recognize there's a person in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not very, Picasso very type, cubistic or something like that. I'm going to recognize what I'm looking at.
Right.
Okay.
But then I you know, having taught art history for so long with from Iowa Western and Griswold Community School, I did a lot of teaching of art history in my art classes. That's just natural for me to try to tie that in, being a teacher, the ex-teacher, wanting to, you know, continue that these people, they might be captured in a moment of time, but I place a part of art history, something from famous works of art, either distorted or changed or rearranged, so that you have a continuity of time between the ancient art and what is happening right now and today.
Very interesting. Now, you mentioned there are several with musical instruments. Is that,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are there kinds of just in broad description that you want to mention?
Oh, groups of people. Groups of people looking at works of art that are a bit distorted, and they're kind of quizzical of what's going on. And I got one a self-portrait of me sitting at my easel painting, and people in a backyard party sitting around, visiting with each other.
Where do you get your inspiration? How do these things come to you to say, this is what I want to paint?
It used to be that, I used to just sketch and draw a lot, but anymore I've become, I guess, kind of modern. I use a camera as my as my sketching tool. I take a lot of pictures, and then I if something strikes me, I will use part of that. I usually don't work from one photograph. I usually work from a combination and say, oh, I like that with this one and that one, and they're kind of a collage of different things into my own vision of what it would be.
Okay. So I think whatever people kind of like in art, I think they're going to find something there, and then there are others that would maybe stretch your imagination. Chris actually, while we're sitting here, has pulled up some of the artwork here on the computer, and so people could do that if they would like to kind of get a preview before they come and visit with the artist.
Yes, most definitely.
All right. And do you have a website address for that?
Let's see.
I'm thinking if we just put in either Artist Co-op, Omaha, Nebraska, or we put in Time Capsules, that'll come up.
Time Capsules probably would not do it, but if you brought up the Artist Cooperative Gallery, Omaha, we're under several different names, so it should draw you to that
All
one.
All right, very good. Kind of a fun way to get a preview. Now, let's look back just a little bit. I want to go way before you were teaching. When did you think you were going to be an artist? When did you start being an artist? Is that 3 years old or earlier? Or, when did that kind of happen in your life?
I was in grade school, I almost drew and painted and messed around with art a lot. And my parents were not very artistic in that vein as far as the visual arts, but they were very musical, and they always pushed the artists, the arts on, and all of our boys, all of their boys. I have three brothers, and they're all very, very good at art as well. And so it was that, and it's just something that makes me happy and makes my life worthwhile is when I'm doing my artwork.
And it's nice that it's something that you really loved as a youngster, as you made it your career, your profession, and it's something you can continue forever.
That's what I was telling my brother the other day. I said, artists never get to retire. We just do it forever and ever and ever.
But that is wonderful. Now, remember that there are a couple of other artists that are being featured, as well as the other things that are on display. And so, again, tell us the open house date and the address of where we can find this.
Okay, the opening is this Friday, May 2nd, at the Artist Cooperative Gallery in the Old Market. Is 504 South 11th Street, and the opening reception will be from 6 to 9 on Friday. And
if you can't make that, it'll be open some other hours. You can go and check it out. I think this is really exciting, Duane, to have somebody locally who's being represented there at the Artist Co-op. So we want to thank you for visiting with us this morning. And Chris wrote down, if you want the address to get online, it's www.artists, with an S, co-op, C-O-O-P, omaha.com, all together. Artists Co-op, omaha.com. You'll get to, if you need information about location and the opening and all that. So again, we want to thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Be an encourager. This world has plenty of critics already.